Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of Automotive Repair News Today. If you're a shop owner who's constantly holding on to those uncashed checks to yourself to keep the shop running, or maybe you're struggling with productivity issues with technicians and aren't sure what to do, well, I've got some good news. Reach out to Chris Cotton at AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching and book a free strategy session today. You'll learn from the best and get one-on-one customized attention from either Chris or one of his incredible coaches. And I want to stress, it's one-on-one. This is not cut-and-paste tactics they give to each shop owner. They hear from you and work to detail personalized advice on how to grow. Many of their clients have found themselves calling their coach a friend, and you could too. Book your free strategy session today and mention you heard about them on the Automotive Repair News Today podcast. Visit the link in the description. You're listening to Automotive Repair News Today. I'm Braxton Critcher. Have you subscribed to the podcast yet? Make sure you do. We have some exciting things coming up that you're going to want to be ready for. So right now, hit the subscribe button. Automotive repair costs have skyrocketed in the last year. How much? 12%. Recent Consumer Price Index, CPI, data reveals soaring vehicle repair and maintenance costs outpacing several inflation rates. While some sectors, like groceries, have stabilized, vehicle repair expenses surged by almost 12% over the last year, significantly surpassing the inflation average and contributing to a third of core inflation. Persistent shortages in labor and auto parts, coupled with automakers' restrictions, the industry continues to propel repair costs upwards, burdening consumers and independent repair shops. A new U.S. Government Accountability Office (GAO) report sheds light on how data restrictions imposed by automakers disadvantage independent repair shops, leading to reduced options, increased prices, and inconvenience for consumers. The report underscores that modern vehicle technologies can create barriers for independent shops, with automakers controlling access to vital information, a trend expected to accelerate as vehicles rely more on data. The Car Coalition emphasizes Congress's role in providing relief to car owners and independent repairers through the Bipartisan Repair and Smart Acts. These bills, backed by over 60 members of Congress and supported by nearly 80% of vehicle-owning voters, aim to guarantee affordable repair choices for consumers while maintaining a robust repair market. APEX, the largest trade show and conference in the automotive aftermarket, is this year from November 5th through 7th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And believe it or not, this year, it's bigger. And that's not all that will be different. Mark Bodansky, Vice President of Trade Shows and Community Engagement for APEX, has more.
What we've done is we've really expanded the training base. So we have a lot of new first-time trainers that the industry has been asking us to bring in, which we're really, really excited about. And then is we actually build out a shop on the show floor. We have a 10-bay shop with running cars, with lifts, with an exhaust system and everything. And in that 10-bay shop, you can actually see what different providers are doing in their spaces.
Registration for APEX 2024 opens April 29. Now that May is nearly upon us, many shops are turning their attention to warm weather repairs like air conditioning services. The shift towards R1234YF refrigerant adds complexity to this. According to a recent study, nearly 40% of seasoned technicians demonstrated a deficiency in refrigerant handling, recovery, and recharging after winter months. For some, particularly concerning R1234YF. Potential revenue is ripe with cars using AC again, but many shops nationwide simply aren't prepared. The Certified Automotive Parts Association, CAPA, an independent nonprofit certification organization for automotive crash parts, announced the election of 4 members to its board of directors and 3 members to its technical committee. Joining the board are Paul Krause with Caliber Collision, Kyle Thompson from the Boyd Group, and Todd Williams, Farmers Insurance. Clark Plekinski, chairman of CAPA's board of directors, was elected to fill the at-large seat. Joining the technical committees are Gary Perrier, Vector Squared, and Michael Romanello, Allstate Insurance. Re-elected to the committee is Rod Enlow. Renlo Auto Technical Consulting Incorporated. CAPA's Board of Directors and Technical Committee are comprised of members representing a cross-section of aftermarket automotive industry, including distributors, insurers, collision repairs, and quality experts. If you use 360 payments at your shop, the company just announced upgrades sure to benefit both the shop and the consumer. Jesse Madow from 360 Payments.
We just set up a partnership with Venmo and PayPal. How many people have Venmo in their pocket and use it for peer-to-peer payments and use it constantly? Well, now you can use it through our integration at the shop.
I'm Braxton Critcher, and thanks for listening to Automotive Repair News Today. Don't forget, comment, like, and subscribe so you're always up to date on what's happening across the industry, and follow us on your favorite social platform. And thanks again for listening to Automotive Repair News Today.